Thank you, Lord, just for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for pulling us together, Lord, to give you praise, Lord, to worship you, Lord, to get a chance to study your word together, Lord. So just thank you for the new members, or new people that's on the line. Thank you for friendship. Thank you for, Lord, just continue to, Lord, to forgive us for all our sins. So I pray that as we go through the word and the message today, Lord, that something would be sparked, something would be said, something new, Lord. And Lord, we become doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, bear with me. We're on recording now. Let me get this. They were telling me how to do this, so let's see how this is going to work.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away.
Are you going to lie too?
Where the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night, night is as fair as the day. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the flowers will be blooming and the grass will be green and the skies will be clear and serene. Where the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and no clouds there will ever be seen. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I
Hello.
Peace in the valley for me someday.
Okay, there we are. Everybody's getting in now. Tim's in. Tim, you need to call me tonight.
I would have been in here sooner, but Miss Vicky gave me the wrong number. Well, I got the wrong number.
Obie did.
Obie gave us the wrong number, so I give the wrong number.
That's all right. I had it saved.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm glad, too. We got some new names in here tonight. I don't know. I know. Chuck, is that you? Chucky?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, I thought that was you.
All right.
Okay. Oh. I'm on my computer. I'm usually not doing Wednesday night, so some numbers pop up. We have, everybody say hello to Anthony. He's new tonight. He's a friend of Brother Travis.
Hello.
Hello.
Good.
We were just talking beforehand. I'm going to be in and out here. Travis is pretty much running tonight. Obie got a call. He got a house. He's buying a house, and they call him. He's got to sign papers tonight. That's the only reason I'm in here right now, because I was planning on not being in tonight, and I'm leaving in the morning. And then Brother Travis and Brother Pat doing Sunday.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
You're going to hear the story of Jonah we've all been wanting to hear on Sunday. I've heard most of it when Brother Pat and Sister Leonard were here the other day. And what I heard of it is just jaw-dropping. It's just awesome. And
it sounds like
it. So,
he's more than ready. He's more than ready. So I think it's going to be
good deal.
Like your shoes and socks off at the same time. So.
Well, I tell you what Deb and I heard here, it will. What we heard, it will. There's no doubt. It's really, really good, and it's relevant. He can, when he's teaching this lesson about Jonah and the big fish, and that's actually what it is. He makes it relevant where how it relates to us today and how we do similar type things. Okay. So, if you ordered T-shirts. I need the money if you haven't paid for them already. I have the shirts. We've had to take out of some of our pockets to get them out because people haven't sent the money in for them yet that ordered them. And if you ordered them and they were small to 1X, they were $15. And if you 2 and 3X were $18 a piece. So if you don't know, if you don't remember how many ordered, get with me after church and I'll let you know. But we need to get that money in for them. That includes the shipping. That's mailed to you. It won't be, that's flat rate, what it'll cost you. And they're nice. We've already got one here. I got mine and Deb put in the washing machine, washed it to see if it. It's a Gildan, G-I-L-D-A-N. You buy that brand through Walmart. That's really soft, held a shape, did not shrink. All this. It looks really good.
It's almost like silk. Yeah, it's almost like silk, but it's not.
They're really nice. Some of the people have already paid for them, already got them at home. So, and then I have another order that we're putting together already. I've already got 1, 2, 3, I think 4 requested already, and we have to get 12 to make another order. So, but people already asked me for more of them. Now, from here forward, and I told y'all Sunday, I would be hard to get a hold of this week. I mean, I'm around, but limited because I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Deb and I are going to Key West. We've got a big wedding on the beach Saturday evening, and we're going to take a lot of pictures and things like that. I'm going to try to get some video of it so we can put pictures and video on the blog and so y'all can see what it was all like. But these are members of our ministry. They are our members through the blog. They talk to me quite a bit. They ask questions. I'm working on getting linked up with Brother Travis, too. He's a driver. And so we're really excited about doing all this. But we just got everything set up finally today, and we're on the way down. We're loading the motor on the way down tomorrow morning. I will be in church Sunday, but I'll be listening. That's all I will be doing Sunday. Brother Travis, you and Brother Pat need to get with me with the controls for the computer before Sunday, too.
Okay.
One of you... Dad or something, but get with me between now and then so we get that done. Because I can't do the computer with me going down the road.
Come on,
it would
man.
Be interesting.
Driver, you should be able to do everything, man.
Yeah, Deb says she worries about it against the law, too. I didn't think about that part. I just thought it'd be real interesting. And But But evening. But I'm gonna be quiet. Brother Travis has got it tonight, and he's gonna get y'all talking. I've only got three people in here for question of the month. I'm gonna give you another clue that will get you to right where it's at. I asked what's the difference between a Protestant and a Christian. I'm gonna add the clue. If you go look this up, you'll be surprised. It's called a Protestant reformer. There are no Protestants alive today. Check out Protestant reformer and tell me the difference between a Protestant reformer and a Christian. There's major, it's not hard, it's really simple if you go look them up. Vicky knows the answer, Gary knows the answer, Debbie knows the answer, Tim knows the answer. You can get with any of those people and they'll help you out. All right, Brother Travis, it's yours.
All right. I guess it's part four from the last couple of Wednesdays. Subject, are you prepared for eternity? Now, this is a little sad note that Opie wanted to go with. What must I do to be saved?
Brother Travis.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Somebody's got a lot of background noise going on, and your voice is real low, and we can barely hear you. I don't know who it is. Somebody's got something going on in their background. They need to mute their phone. I'm gonna try it on my end. If you have no noise, each one of you is gonna hear your phone go muted for a second, and I'll unmute it, seeing we figure out where this is.
I think that went away.
Nope, that's not it. There you go.
Oh, man.
Bear with us for a minute. Somebody's got some loud noise in the background, and it's blocking out the room.
Yeah.
Like an air conditioner or a window fan or something.
Bob is probably Bob.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's probably mine because the headset was about to die, so I turned the headset off and put it on
hang on just a minute. There you go. It was David's.
Okay, we're good.
That's what it was because his headset died and he put it on speaker, and now you're on.
Okay, what about now? Is I'm good now?
Yeah, I hear you a lot better now.
Okay, cool. As I was saying, it's just a continual of are you prepared for eternity? With a subtitle, what must I do to be saved? I guess we can open up the floor with that. If anybody have any suggestions or any kind of maybe thoughts of what must you do to be saved? Well, I can pretty much say to actually be saved with eternal life is definitely I don't believe it's just escaping hell or saying I got a free right to go to heaven. I believe it's actually having Jesus inside our heart, is actually having a place to go to when we have problems, anything as into actually, I guess, eternal life. So without, actually being saved, it's, we won't have actually eternal life. With that, I think Matthew 7:21, this was kind of interesting to me. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. What do we think?
I was muted. Nobody's talking. So I'll start. Yeah. Nobody's talking, so I'll start. Maybe it's somebody. And I don't mean to, I love it when y'all do what I'm about to say. I like to say something, and then everybody gather in and see if they can, you know, see if I'm on point or whatever. And in fact, two people just texted me with the answer to the question of the month. And congratulations, you two. You know, that verse right there, Brother Travis, I've used it a lot of times in the last 14, 15 years because people don't read it. I've seen so many people can quote it to me, but they don't do what it says. They don't think. It's like John 3:16. How many people that's been in church more than once can quote you John 3:16 almost word for word? But they don't know what it means. Yeah, but they don't know what it means. Well, Vicky brought another example. Vicky, she brought up the prayer y'all talked about a couple months ago or something. You know, we learn those prayers as children, but nobody ever tells us what they mean. And this one here, I think, is a very deep scripture that you just read, that not everyone that calls out my name, and I think you and I and Pat, a lot of us, Gary's talked about this with me a lot of times, and several of you, that when we talk about, you know, like say, TV ministries, some of them are really good. I mean, you and I have talked to them. We like a few of them. But there's so many of them say, all you got to do is call on God's name and you'll be saved and you'll make it to heaven. That's not what that scripture said.
Because you know, if you go on and read, it'll say, on judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and perform many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who broke God's law.
Yes.
Travis, you're a little low. You're low still.
I'm still low?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, it's better now?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, what was that question, Pastor Bob, about me?
Well, no, I was talking about when you back, what, a month or two ago, you had them in. I wasn't in here when it happened, but you had them here on Wednesday night about that prayer in the Bible and with the shepherd and everything. Yes. And, you know, and I can call it, but I'm waiting for some of y'all to call which one it was. That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for them to say which one. I want to know they know what I'm talking about. I'm getting on Sister Debbie over here. She's telling my left ear. So I want them to say it. She's muted. And but anyway, you know, remember Vicky when we were talking about the prayer, swing their psalm stuff. People, y'all did, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks on it. Nobody actually ever stopped and thought what, you know, before y'all did it. The people just don't stop and think what they're saying when they quote those prayers. It's the same thing with these verses right here. Gary brought up one night, actually a few weeks ago, I was talking on one, and he says, wait a minute, you tell me all I got to do is ask Christ to be my Savior. Now you're telling me I got to do something else. So I said, yeah. Christ said it.
It's so many things that you can pull out of this. When I looked at this, I said, well, the first thing I saw, I mean, even though it's the last part of it, is okay, those who actually do the Father or the will of the Father in heaven will enter. So the question, so what's the actually will of the Father? If we're not actually under the law, or not, you know, meaning that we don't have to go out and sacrifice any goats or cows, or throw up any kind of burnt offerings, I mean, what actually is the will of God? So I was thinking about it. So I went to John. Oh, I looked it up, you know, Google, you can Google anything. John 6:40, for it is the Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life.
Right.
Eternal life.
Now you can go.
Pastor Bob?
Yeah.
Are you looking for who's your shepherd? Who's my shepherd?
Well, I'm just talking about when we did that one, when y'all did that one a couple of months ago. Until that time, a lot of people in here had never stopped to think what that prayer actually means until y'all covered it in here, and y'all covered it really well. But what I was talking about, Gary, you know, Gary, when Gary's in, I don't know if he's in or not, because I got a different keyboard here, and I'm trying to see everybody, a different board. Gary, you know, always tries to be our advocate. You know, he tries to be the other side. We from Devil's Advocate or something years ago was a slang. When Gary's just doing his thing, getting people talking, you know, there again, when it says, when you believe upon the Son, so you could go just a little bit further. There's a few more verses that you could, if you had a study Bible, like some of you, and you look there and it refer you to another verses. If you believe in Christ, you're going to do what he says and what he asks you to do. And this ministry is an example right now, the way that it's growing and the way that it's changing and the way that it's reaching out. I was saying before church, this wedding we're going to be doing this weekend is members. They're some of our blog members. And they talk to me regular, and they ask questions, and they listen on the blog. And, you know, they're some of the people, like Stacy said, they're so happy that we're putting the recordings on the blog. Because there's a lot of people around the world that are going there listening to them. We're kind of keeping up with that. But so we're a perfect example. If we believe on Christ, and Christ said, the last commandment he gave us was, I believe what a lot of people call it, last command, go out into the world and teach and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, Deb just reminded me, a lot of people call it the Great Commission is what it, the official name of it. And so if we believe on Christ, then we should be doing what he asked us to do. That's where you get to more than just asking him to be your Savior. When you decide you want him in your life, you know, and Vicky's an example of this. I use Vicky a lot when I talk to people, and she knows I do, so she knows I pick on her in a good way. But how that you do go out and you do talk to other people and you do share what's happening with you with other people. You know, if you believe in Christ, that's what you're going to do. And God wants you to believe in his Son. It's a simple thing. So
easy. It's easy and simple. And like that, it.
Well, you can only help so many people, and if they don't want to hear you, they're not going to hear you anyway.
No, they're not.
Christ, and God says if you, that's right, mm-hmm. And all you can do is say it, do it, and live it.
That's it.
Yep. I say to myself, I go out there, I preach. A few will take and listen to my words. The other ones turn their nose up at me. But, you know, at least I went out there and preached his word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You tried. Those that, you know, I used to say, because I used to, I'm really bad, one to bed when I was in a rest area. I guess it's a good thing. I would, if I was in a rest area and I saw your light on in your truck, I would talk to you. Okay? You were fair game, especially if you're sitting there with a window open. And I had more often than not, whoever that was I was talking, tell me no, just like what you said. And, you know, I just kind of throw up a little short prayer and go on, you know. I mean, a prayer from the heart. That, you know, I pray that someday they listen to somebody. And you know, and maybe when you were preaching to them, you planted a seed. And maybe down the road somewhere, somebody waters the seed, you know, and it goes on. That's how it works.
Yeah, I just love to go out there and tell them my testimony and what God did for me and what he's still doing for me. And like, I used to get so down and so depressed. I was like, okay, I'm trying to be the person that I know my Lord wants me to be, but it just seems like everything is going on deaf ears, and I just come to the conclusion there's some people out there that might have gotten it, my word, and went and been saved. So I don't give up. I just keep on trucking.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What you got to do. That's what you got to do. So that's with them. Plant the seed, as she says. We're not far apart here. Joe's been in my house. You know what I'm talking about. So we're kind of scattered tonight because we got most stuff packed up. You know, that's the same thing what Vicky was saying too. Just in different words. You know. Vicky's learning more and more words to say about stuff. And she always has enough words. Y'all know her, and I love her to death. But she's learning different words now. So But what she, what, I think that's what Vicki was saying. What I get from what she said too, you know, I tell them, you know, and you, and some of them just don't listen, so I just go on to the next one. And just what you were saying, you know, and that's what we do. That's what I do. You know, Brother Travis, Brother Timothy, and everybody that's on here experiences that, but we do what you do. We just keep on going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like today, we had a lot of stress today about getting relief, and somebody can tell you later, those if you don't know my situation here, but getting relief so we get off of this wedding, and it ran right down to the wire this afternoon. But a lot of people were praying, including us, and a lot of people just having faith. God's going to make it happen, and it happened. So, you know, and like I say, it's not only this way, not only for truck drivers, actually one from our company, but he and his fiance are blog members of our ministry, so it have been for quite some time. So God says, these are my people. I want it to happen. So. I was talking to somebody. Who was I talking to? I don't know. You know, I was talking to somebody this week about my Jewish buddy Yitz up in New York.
Oh,
and I don't remember who it was I was talking to. I don't know if that was you, Brother Travis, who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing we're talking about in here, you know, and it's just how you approach it and have faith that God will put the words in your mouth when you need them. Because when I met him at a truck stop, we were parked right next to each other. I forget how that happened anyway. We were parked next to each other. And anyway, we struck a conversation, and he said, he mentioned something about Jewish people. I said, yo, Jewish people fascinated me, something to that point. I said, I'm a Christian pastor. Oh, he just locked up. He said, I don't talk to Christians very often. I said, why not? He said, they try to convert me. I said, that would be stupid. My Lord was a Jew, and I'm adopted. And we've been friends ever since, and I've learned a lot about the Jewish faith, and thanks to him, a lot of great experiences. But, you know, just trusting God to give me the words.
You know, one thing I always kind of worry about, you know, I don't know the young lady that was speaking earlier, and it also bothers me as well, because, I mean, at one time, you have a close friend or even your family members that may not be going on the right path or even save at all, and you're like, man, I'm real close to this person. When I die, I want them to have a mansion beside me in heaven as well. And, you know, you kind of bring them close, but sometimes it seems like the closer you try to bring them in on your own free will, it's like you push them further apart, you know what I mean?
Further you're going to push them away. It has to be a choice you're going to have to make that choice within yourself to believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as, you know, your Savior. You know, being born in the South and growing up in the church as a Baptist, you know, Baptist member of the church, you know, I attend the church every Sunday. You know, train the child in the way she goes, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. You know, and even though I haven't, and I don't go to church as often as I'd like, you know, I still take the time to, you know, pull myself aside and thank God for, you know, letting me see the brightness of another day and being able to view that, you know, as a blessing in itself. You know, we get too far ahead of ourselves in life that we don't stop and think about the fact that if it wasn't for him and through him, we wouldn't open our eyes to see the brightness of that next day. There
right.
would be no way to
that.
See that. So I'm not a big person to go to church, but I do still give thanks to the Lord, and I do still attend church. But I'm out here on the road most of the time, and when Travis was telling me about, you know, the service, you know, I was glad to hear it, and I told him that I would definitely join in, you know, because this is just as well as me going to church that I get to talk to people that believe in Jesus and understand that through him all things are possible.
No. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's brother Anthony, right? It's one of our new guys tonight. Yeah.
You know, you can't change a person's faith and what they believe in. You know, everybody has their own opinion of their faith and their choice. But, you know, through God, it's all possible. You know, I don't knock anyone's from what faith they believe in, even Jehovah Witness. You know, every time I come across one, they try to convert me, but I still talk to them and tell them that, you know, I still believe in God, and it's not the way that you praise God, but, you know, you're going to still do your thing, and I'm going to still do mine. And hopefully we'll see each other at the pearly gates.
Well, Christ said, you know, when he was, we had a lesson a while back, Anthony, on judging and things, you know, and you just reminded me when you were talking about that. You know, Christ said there, I believe it was in John, I don't know if Brother Travis has there or not, because I don't have my Bible. I just know the story where Christ said, who are you to judge another man's servants, especially God? He said, but when he's talking about don't be a stumbling block, he said, if they worship with all their heart and all their soul, you know, then that's what they're supposed to be doing. And so, like what you said right there, you know, we don't, we laugh amongst ourselves sometimes because we all come from different places and we've been through different quote churches and everything. But you know, when we talk to people like my Jewish buddy, Yitz, you know, I talked to him and I learned from him as a Jewish person, our Jewish male head of a household, you know, and that, and he learns from me. And we talk about the entire Bible. And so we do it back and forth, you know, and we just respect each other's beliefs, like what you were saying.
That's it. You need to, you have to respect that person's belief.
But yeah.
It's like you said, you've learned a lot, because I have no clue about the Jewish ministry and what their beliefs are, you know, but now you do.
Yeah.
We can learn from you.
And I've actually, through him, got to discourse with a Messianic Jewish school, I guess you'd call it, up in New York, and I get information from them, and got to talk to, this is just an example, what Tony and I are talking about here. This is an example. By being the way we're talking about and being representative like Christ was, I actually got to one day talk to a rabbi that was coming over here for medical care. I did not know it until a little bit later. His son, the old man's a rabbi. His son, who's bringing him here, is a rabbi. The son spoke English. So my buddy Yitz got me on the phone. We were on a conference call, and I was getting to talk to this elder gentleman, and come to find out he was the highest respected rabbi in Israel.
Wow.
And I got to talk to him, you know, through his son. It was over an hour, maybe close to 2 hours. We had a really, really good discussion, and my buddy Yitz got to hear it, you know, and got to be there, and he still talks about that conversation today. When I talk to him, he'll bring it up, how much it meant to him, because he was familiar with the son that was a rabbi, and then we, you know, we got the older gentleman that was, actually I found out later, was the most respected rabbi coming out of Israel. He was coming over here for medical care. And so, and it's only because of like what Anthony's saying here, that we treat each other equally and fairly, whatever their belief is. But like Christ said, if they do it with all their heart, that's what he wants them to do. So,
but Pastor Bob, sometimes it's hard. It really is.
It is.
I'm a young lady, and a bunch of us were at a table, and I was brought up old school, old-fashioned Catholic ways. And
right.
I say a prayer over my food. There was this lady, and she was obviously Muslim because she was dressed in what they call her sharan and all that. Tapped me on my shoulder while I was praying, and she condemned me for being a Christian and showing my faith out in public. And I said, "Ma'am, sorry that you believe, you know, I'm wrong." I went back and started crying. She spit on me, and being young, it was like, and I said, "Have a nice day. God bless you." And I was like, "Oh my."
When habit I got into years ago, an older gentleman taught me many years ago, and for a long time I didn't do it, but I have for a long time now. In your situation, when that happens, I've not had that particular one, but I've had people say something, you know, about it because I'm praying in public. And I've got this thing where I just politely tell them, "Well, I'll pray for you too," and I'll turn around and finish what I'm doing. And they don't know what to say. I learned that from a motivational speaker out of Dallas. It kind of throws them off guard. They don't know what to say. And in most cases, some of them are ready to say whatever for whatever, but most cases, it jars them. They don't expect that.
You're right. I mean, to kind of pick up with what she was saying, I mean, I haven't had that experience, but I can, you know, I mean, sometimes I ask people, you know, are you a person of faith? If they said no, I bow my head and say my prayer by myself. If they
right.
say yes, I said, well, let's, you know, let's go ahead and do a prayer before we eat. You know what I mean? And most
right.
of the time, they'll go ahead and pray. But I don't be at the table
so.
Where, well, my head bowed, they're eating. You know what I mean?
I've had that experience there too, Travis. I'll pray and look up, and they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And don't bother them.
And
yeah.
I said, if we can stay in that realm where it, you know,
right.
no one's offending no one, it won't be no harm lost. But you know,
because
they,
I'm like so. Brother Anthony there, you can't change all of them. I'm like Sister Vicky said, and this lady here,
mm-hmm.
you can't change
mm-hmm.
all of them. So I kind of look at ways, you know, where I can maybe disarm the situation. And one of the easiest I found was I'll pray for you two and just go back to what I'm doing, and they don't. They don't know what to say. It, for most cases, it throws them off. They don't know what to say, and they might even listen.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that occasion, and I've had at least one occasion where a gentleman was that way in a truck stop, and later when I was walking out to my truck, I didn't pay attention to who it was. I mean, you know, it happened, and I prayed for him too while I was praying. And he caught up to me walking out to my truck and was asking me, he said, "Were you really praying for me?" I said, "Yes, sir." And it struck up a conversation. I was able to witness to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we had about 30 minutes or so of just, he was asking me questions about my faith in Christ. And he was telling me, well, I'm always told I got to be close to the church before I can be close to Christ. And I said, no, that's not in the Bible. And he pulled out his Bible, and we talked with his Bible. And it was a really good deal. I mean, that was just one instance, but it was that one person. I'm always asking God, can I witness to just one? You know,
mm-hmm.
And it was that one, you know. So if we planted a seed that night, which I really believe we did, and somebody else can water it down the road, great, because he didn't take my number or nothing, but he was really, really vocal, really interested, and was really asking good questions and really taking note of the answers. So,
mm-hmm.
but you just never know. You just, it's just, you know, you find ways over time. Over experiences to kind of disarm it, maybe get them on your side, maybe if you want to call it that, or on God's side. But yeah, there's you just try to find ways to disarm a situation. And I found out the one that really makes it bad is if you just turn your back. And even though you're trying to be in control of yourself, sometimes that just makes it worse. And so I don't know. Like I said, one came up for me was I'll say a prayer for you, and I go back to my prayers. And but I'm sure other people on here have other experiences too. So
I want to share a little bit of a thought I have over on that subject. Then, can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. What I'm thinking is, I'm approached sometimes by people of different denominations, and I was raised in one particular denomination where we were told to go out and correct other, you know, people. But what I think we're missing the point is we are people believing in the same living God, and we want to pick each other apart about practices in our worship service.
Mm.
Or sometimes maybe there are real theoretical differences we need to work on. But I don't think we're getting the point. Jesus said to go into the world and seek and save the lost, the lost ones who don't have any faith, who don't have a church, regardless of where they have a piano or they don't, or they sprinkle or they deep water baptize, you know what I mean? We're spending time picking apart other believers because of the name on their building, and we're not out there to seek and save the lost. These people are not, I don't consider them lost because we've divided up in denominations. That's like personal preferences, and I know some of them are biblically based, and they believe that they're right and we're wrong, and everybody's got their opinion, but we're still serving God. We're committing to our faith the best we know how to teach it. But I don't think we should be picking each other apart when there's so many out there who don't have anything at all that we should spend our time and attention on.
I agree.
That's what I try to think about. How can you say, you know, I'm right because my church has a certain name on the building? I don't think we need to go there with that.
You're right. Many times, as me and Pastor Bob, we don't kind of, you know, we bounce the ideas off. I mean, I pick them apart all the time, and not one time that Hill came up to me and said, "I just don't like that preacher." He always said, "Where they might not be preaching the actual word, but he never came off and said, I never liked this preacher. You know what I mean? That's why I respect about him so much. And that's what we have to do. You can not like the way they actually serve, you know what I mean, or actually going by reading the word for word, what's actually in the word. Because when even God talks about it, you can't change what's in here, and that's the part where, you know, I don't even dislike. I mean, I dislike. But if you're actually bringing someone in to save someone, and maybe they can get actually water and nutrient down the road and actually see the light, I have no harm in saying, okay, he's leading them the wrong way. Because sometimes people do it and just not knowing it.
That's right. I like that. You know, we mentioned several times already. Sometimes we don't reach that one in what we've said, but you planted the seed. And there's parables in the New Testament that tells you what happens when you plant the seed. You know, sometimes it falls on hard ground. Remember that one? With those that are deaf and don't hear. I can't remember how exactly it goes this minute. But, you know, the thing is that you plant the seed. And then there will be others that come along, and they may say the right thing in a different way, and you might make a difference. But you do what you do, and you let God follow up using whatever people to put in their life that he can.
Amen. I was looking over this other scripture in 1 Corinthians 15:2, if I'm mistaken.
I can't hear you, Travis.
I don't know what's going on, but maybe my Bluetooth is dying out on me.
No, you just got to talk into the phone.
I'm on the Bluetooth, and I'm talking pretty loud. I know people can hear me.
No, kiss it. Make out to it.
Project.
Throw it out there. Ah!
What about now?
Get loud. Tear it up.
Whoa. What about now?
Do it again.
I'm actually on speakerphone now.
That's better.
I took it off. It may be my Bluetooth just dying. But it's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 15:2. It says, it is a good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you. And here this is Paul talking about, when I was going back and reading this, first he was talking about prophecy, and he was talking about speaking in other tongues. He's talking to the Corinthian church, and pretty much the good news is, you know, I mean, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and you know, anybody that knows Paul's history know that he didn't start off a ride or die Christian. You know, I mean, he had pretty much get knocked down and brought back up to actually see the light. But here he's saying that, you know, I mean, the good news, it will save you if you just continue to believe the message that he's actually teaching us here.
Okay. You're right, Travis. And what you're saying there, that's the whole thing. It's something that everything that everybody's talking about tonight all adds up to this picture. And I just want to say that, I mean, everybody's on the right track. And if y'all all been listening to each other so far tonight, what you're saying is actually what you're doing. Each one of you I've heard talking, and that's encouraging to me. It's encouraging to God, I know for sure. Because that's what he's trying to get people to do. You're discussing. You're all from different backgrounds. We all are, primarily. I mean, some of us, a lot of us have had somewhat of a Catholic background. Some have had more. Some have had more Baptist, some more Pentecostal, some more Methodist or whatever. But we can all sit here, and like Sister Debbie was saying, we're talking about the same God, the same Son of God, Jesus Christ, the same Holy Spirit. And we do it in peace. And we're sitting here talking about our experiences of how we've, the one lady on here, I don't have all the names, so I'm bad at names, so I hear y'all more. But it was talking about where she goes out and she gives her testimony. And and some listen and some don't. There were some scriptures that we've covered in the recent past where on the one where Debbie was just talking about planting a seed, if you read that whole chapter, it talks about the very same, that's what it's talking about. We go out and we witness where they listen or not. They may not listen to one word. They may figure out, and I've had this happen, and if you talk to very many people, you're going to have it happen. I could wear a shirt or a cap that says Jesus under, have a cross, people turn away. That's okay. They saw your cross. You said something to them, whether you did it in words or not. And you did it in peace. But now, you know, at the same time, when I was in the military, I learned a very valuable lesson. There's no atheist in a foxhole. When bullets are coming at you, people call for mama and God, normally in that order. So somewhere down the line, something will influence that person's life. And they'll remember that cross that they saw, or they remember that they saw you or me or whoever talking to somebody about Christ. They'll remember it. It will happen. It's human nature. You're going to remember it somewhere. You can call it whatever, human nature, God, divine. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll remember it. So it's that easy to plant the seed. Even like this young lady said, even the ones that turn away and don't want to hear her testimony or whatever she said, they heard it. They cannot not hear it. They had to hear it before they could turn away.
Hey, there's a scripture in Acts 16. Maybe some of y'all know it. It's about when Paul and Silas, they're locked up from preaching the word, and they're in jail. So at a time, they just say, you know what, let's just start praising the Lord. So the people, the prison officer, they actually see this. So after, when they start praising the Lord, there's an earthquake that happens in the jail. I'm free. Now, when this happens, I guess the officer immediately knows what's going on and said, I know, okay, this is your guy is really the real true God. And he bowed down to Paul and Silas and says, what must he do to be saved? And I found that just amazing that through the earthquake, you know what I mean, them praising the Lord, a person was able to, you know, be saved. So it's not sometimes not even talking to people directly. This is our action that goes on daily. So people see you just changing just a little bit, and they say, man, that ain't the same person I knew back when I was going to school with him. Let me get a little closer and find out what's going on.
Yeah. I like the ending of that story, so to speak, when it goes on that you're talking about. And this is what we're doing here in this ministry, and it also goes to what we're doing here. There again, I go to this young lady. I don't have your name here, so I'm not sure who it is that you were talking a while ago about the testimony. But, you know, Paul was in jail there and Silas because they were preaching the word of God, the one God, not all the Roman gods. So they were actually interrupting society, so to speak. That was a pretty rough society to begin with, but to be accused of interrupting it was really something. So they were told you could be executed. I mean, they were thrown in the basement of the jail, which is where, not to be gross, but other people were above there, and everything in the other cell drained down to the bottom. They were in the bottom, and God saved them the same. But anyway, what's the first thing Paul did when the jail busted open? He went right out on the street and started preaching about God again. Yeah, went right out on the street. So it comes down to do you believe him or not. That's what it really comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right about where you were talking about, Travis, right in there around Acts 16, there's also a verse where Christ was telling him, go out into the town and teach, as I have friends in that town, and no one will harm you.
Okay.
I believe that's around Acts 16.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but that's what we're doing here. You know, when Brother Pat's always famous for telling people, he tells them he's not in here. He said, we're truly an outreach ministry. We come in here and we study and we share it, and then we go out and we take it out into the world. Whether or not somebody listens to it, that's their choice, but we're going to take it out there anyway.
Huh?
And you can see that by it spreading literally around the world, literally.
Small things, just small seeds, small. You can't get a plant to grow by dumping buckets of water on it. You'll kill it. I mean, so
that's right.
A little bit on the way. That's it. It don't take a lot.
No, it takes a hint. Just something small.
Mm-hmm. I guess before we wrap this up, I don't know if Opie want to continue to go on this. If anybody on the line that might want to get with Ho or get with me and just maybe offer suggestions on next Wednesday discussion, feel free to. I think he normally put the message out normally on Sundays. Now I guess he's trying to get it out a little earlier so everybody can have time to go over and look over the scriptures and everything. So,
Brother Travis, you need to get with Brother Pat and after tonight, and y'all get a message out on Sunday.
Okay.
For Sunday. Now we've got Jonah this Sunday, and with another message next Sunday, and then the one after that. I'm going to be teaching on this. Ought to get people's interest. I saw something the other day. It said, I asked God to deliver me from my enemies, and I started losing friends. So that's what I'm going to be speaking on next. So it's going to be an interesting one, too.
That will be very interesting.
Yeah.
Ask him to take out the poison out of your life. That's real simple.
Yep, that's it. And I started losing friends. Yeah. Okay, you got about 8 minutes, Brother Travis. Y'all look up Protestant Reformers and you'll see the difference. And you can go to Vicky.com, Tony.com, Tim, Gary, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
They all have answers. And Brother
Melanie Travis, should have the answer.
And it's really interesting story, and I really want y'all to know the difference, because Protestants are really misused word today, totally misused word today, and we really shouldn't ought to be using it in reference to just Christianity. They were a part of the Christian world, and a very important part. So, and that's what I want y'all to learn about. They're a very important part. But there are no actual Protestants alive today. It's a misused word today. But it's in reference to the Catholic Church and Christianity. And you can check the Reformation of 1035 and you can find it as well. So y'all check that out. Get your name in there. Now I have four people in there, I think, or five in there going now, right now. So y'all get together on that. Dion?
Yes, I'm here.
Have you got with Travis and got that answer yet?
Not yet.
Same on you and Travis.
Because Travis should know the answer, too.
Don't worry about that.
And Dion, if you got me on Facebook, send me a message and I'll send you. I'll tell you the answer.
Okay.
I didn't know Dion was on the line today.
Yeah, see, Anthony, this is what we do, too. We try to get people together, and like not just in service, but outside of service, too. And Melanie and everybody else, we want y'all to talk outside of service, too. So.
Well, Dion, I don't know if you got my number or not, but if you don't have it, you can always get it.
Okay, yeah. I don't have my number yet. I just have y'all on Facebook.
Here we go.
Okay, well, hey, it's 801.
Hold me. Let me write it down.
Vicky, hang on. Let's get off the recording first.
Yeah, I can send it. I'll send it to him. I can forward it to him.
Well, let's see if Travis does it. Hey, if he don't send it to you, you let me know. I'll catch up with him in my 18-wheeler, and I'll put it right in his booty. I'll get right up on his skirt, Carol. Scare the fire out of him.
I was probably saying, give me from not calling her back yesterday. I've been waiting on her to give me back up.
Let's wrap the recording up, and then everybody can stand and talk, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and close
prayer time.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come and say thank you. Thank you for the word that was given today, Lord. Thank you for just always being with us, Lord. Lord, you said with two or more gathered, Lord, that you're in the midst, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the true believers on the line, Lord. Pray that we take our faith that we have received, Lord, and we'll go out and just plant the seed and either be water for the seed, Lord. Thank you for it. This wonderful time we have spent together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.